decision. 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
According to our exclusive News 4 Marist poll, Republican Assemblywoman Nicole Malliotakis leads first-term Democratic incumbent Max Rose, 48-46 among likely voters.
All right, that was from NBC4 last night, and the story, of course, that race on Staten Island in South Brooklyn is as tight as everybody suspected it would be. I got to say, the fact that Nicole Malliotakis is polling a couple of points ahead when Nancy Pelosi cash is being flushed into the system faster than you can blink is really a testimony to what Nicole means to the district. She rejoins us, current leader in that poll. Nicole, welcome back. It's good to have you.
It's great to be with you, Kevin. I appreciate it.
And it's a good week for you. You picked up the endorsement of the New York Post this week as well.
Yeah, and President Trump tweeted about this race this morning. He's very excited about our poll numbers. And certainly, look, it's a tight race. We need everyone to vote. If you're in Staten Island, Southern Brooklyn, the neighborhoods of Bay Ridge, Diker Heights, Bensonhurst, Bath Beach, Gravesend, we need you to get out and vote. And people should know that early voting did begin already on Saturday. And so they can visit www.voting.nyc to check out their polling site and locations.
And of course, we want them to be doing that. Get out the vote now. But Nicole, people that know that you and I are friends have asked me repeatedly in recent days, how can Max get away with airing those nasty, horrible commercials? And this has really been, I would say, of all of the congressional races in the New York City area, the most publicized because of the amount of media dollars that Max is spending.
Well, you know, Nancy Pelosi has put in upwards of $7 million to try to buy this election and save Max Rose. It's not going to happen. Even though we're in a very tight race right now, we're still leading by two, and the president's winning as well. And I think the bottom line is that people want law and order restored in our city. Max has supported all the wrong policies, the cashless bail, which Nancy Pelosi is now trying to bring to the federal level. We know what a disaster it is here in New York. The marching to defund the police, marching in front of our local precinct here. The men and women in blue don't deserve that. And they were being treated very disrespectfully with derogatory signs. And Max was the only local elected official that was there alongside them. And then when you look at just various policies, voting with Nancy Pelosi and the squad to release convicted felons, including violent ones, from our federal jails. And then you look at the stimulus money. I mean, look, the stimulus money is not coming to New York for Americans and small businesses that desperately need it because Nancy Pelosi is playing games and trying to put in ideological, radical policies in a COVID relief package instead of tailoring it to address the needs of the people that are suffering. And lastly, I'm in the backyard of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and we need someone strong here in New York City who's going to push back as she takes the entire congressional delegation more and more to the left. And New York City needs to have a two-party system. I talked to Democrats, independents, and Republicans that believe that, and that's why we're going to win this race.
No, you absolutely are. And Nicole, one of the reasons that it is so important, in addition to all that you just laid out, is that there has to be a change of leadership in the House of Representatives in order for the president to get the rest of his agenda completed. And if we didn't have Nancy Pelosi in charge of the House right now, we would have had a stimulus package that would have been approved and small businesses would have been helped. I mean, Mayor de Blasio and Andrew Cuomo be damned. It would have worked because we would have had it in effect. The problem is the president doesn't have a House that's willing to work with him. He doesn't have the leadership there that can forge compromise and create opportunities. And that's what we need. And your seat, I kind of think, Nicole, your seat is kind of the the bellwether for how I think the whole election's going to go. We need Republicans to get out. We need people to say, Democrats, independents, say, you know what? I'm tired of the divisive leadership. I've got to go get somebody that represents the interests of the common sense people of this place. And Nicole, you're that person. I've been saying that for a year and a half, but you're certainly the one that we need. And you'll be the only voice for New York City that will also have the ear of the president from the delegation.
Well, it's critically important right now, Kevin. When you look at what's happening with our local economy, these burdensome mandates put on our local small businesses here and restrictions that are in place that are hurting them and really driving businesses away from our city. We need someone common sense who will fight back and certainly hold our mayor accountable as well. I've said first thing I want to do is push for investigation to where our tax money is being used, especially the federal dollars that we give to the city of New York for education, for New York City Housing Authority, for Thrive NYC. All of that needs to be accounted for, and I will be the person in the delegation that truly fights back, holds Mayor de Blasio accountable, and as I said, pushes back on people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez who are going to try to impeach us as we look to rebuild the economy and restore the American jobs lost here in New York and across the country.
Yeah, got to do it. All right, go to Nicole for New York, NicoleForNY.com for more information about how you can help her walk a neighborhood, give a gift to her campaign, or help get out the vote on Election Day. It's just one short week, Nicole. It's on us faster than we realize, but we're here and we're ready to go.
Yes, thank you very much, Kevin. Appreciate the support.
All right. Kevin McCullough Radio continues. Stay with us.